Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? This is Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and number one Amazon international best-selling author. I think I got that right. I always twist up my tongue, but I have to say it. I have to let you know that I am an Amazon international, number one Amazon international best-selling author. So today is going to be very special. It's kind of a break from the norm of how I usually do this show because I have a very special guest, Tawana Ross, the LinkedIn professor, and I want to give you a little bit of background about how we met and why she is actually on here doing her thing today, and then we're going to get into this. Okay, so I thought in my mind, as Wendy Williams says, that I had the bomb diggity LinkedIn profile. I just knew. I was like, let me just put all these things that I work with. Let's just put this up here and really tweak where I work. Now, you know, all kind of stuff that you normally do with LinkedIn because LinkedIn is for finding jobs. But for me, LinkedIn is for finding clients, but I wasn't approaching it that way. I was approaching it for as finding a job, but I didn't think so. I was just a whole bunch of stuff. So anyway, I had this session with the LinkedIn professor, and boy, did she take me to school, honey. I just thought I was wonderful, awesome, and everything else, and she didn't say that I was bad. She just said there were some things that I could do to tweak my profile and make it what I wanted it to be so that I could be so I could actually be the authority that I say that I am on LinkedIn. And I want you to know I've gotten some excellent results. And a little secret, I have not done everything, but yet I'm still seeing results. So I'm going to bring her on, and we're going to just talk. And it's kind of going to kind of be a coaching session. So I want you to listen in. I want you to take notes. I want you to do the things that, you know, you need to do so that your LinkedIn profile can bring you in clients, because that's what it's there for. Hey, Tawana, how are you doing?
I am so fantastic. Hello. Thanks for having me on your show. I am super excited. I am especially excited to hear all about the results that you've seen in just a short amount of time and talk through that.
Yes, definitely. I'm excited to have you on here. So before we kind of get into this whole thing, why don't you tell everyone about yourself and what you do, and then we're going to get into the notes from our session when we talked just a short time ago.
It was just a short time ago. So that really is insight for people into how impactful this platform actually is. And as a result of this platform, I now am a number one best-selling author. I am a certified branding coach. I am a Forbes Coaches Council member. And my business is called Get Over Yourself. And at the core of my business in teaching people how to monetize their brand, I spend the majority of my time helping my clients understand how to shift their mindset in the pursuit of their purpose and their businesses. So LinkedIn is really one of the main components of the branding aspect that I teach my clients. And I absolutely love the title of this show because people think I'm exaggerating when I explain to them that LinkedIn changed my life. And it truly changed my life. As a matter of fact, I was on the cover of a magazine late last year, and the caption of the cover said, Tawana Ross, how she went from being anonymous in 2014 to now having celebrity clients and ghostwriting on LinkedIn. So in a very short amount of time, right? This is 4 years ago when I had absolutely zero presence anywhere online, not LinkedIn, not Facebook. I was nowhere on purpose. It was intentional. My goal every day was to have the smallest online footprint possible. And I realized in starting a business that that goal was not a realistic goal, certainly not sustainable. And it opened my eyes to realizing that I needed to have an online presence, and not only have an online presence, but have that irresistible online presence that you're always speaking about, and mm-hmm. take that a step further and be able to monetize it. And sure enough, LinkedIn was my catalyst for that. And it has mm-hmm. literally taken me from being anonymous to now being in a situation where I travel all over and I teach people how to use this tool so that they too can monetize their brands. I love how you said earlier that you looked at LinkedIn as a place to find a job. And
I
always encourage people to let that description of LinkedIn go, because LinkedIn as a platform has evolved over the last 16 years. And in its mm-hmm. evolution, for some of us who aren't looking for jobs, it is still one of the most impactful tools in that it's a massive branding tool. Rather than the place to find a job, if we look at it as a massive branding tool, or in your example, that trade show booth, then we treat the platform differently and we see different results. The kinds of results that allow us to grow our business and make a bigger impact in our space. So I love that you pointed that out, and I truly am excited that you've jumped onto the platform and taken some steps to improve your presence here, because your brand really is at stake on this platform. So I love hearing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's get started with this. Like I said, I looked at it. I mean, I knew it wasn't for me to get a job because I wasn't looking for a job, but that my clients are out there, you know, in cyberspace. I get a lot of clients from cyberspace, the internet, Facebook and all that. And I do get clients from LinkedIn, but I knew I could do a better job of that. The thing is, there are a lot of LinkedIn specialists out there, and I'm sure you know. And one of them I had spoken to, two of them I think I'm connected with. But I don't think, to me, they didn't bring it home for me. You know how you have to find that unique, perfect person who really helps you to understand whatever it is? So I didn't get that from the other people. But you, when I spoke to you, you just brought it home. I mean, I knew these things in the back of my head, but I didn't know exactly how to apply them in the right way. I thought I was doing really good, but it turns out I wasn't. And it just, I think that goes to talk about how coaching is needed. You know, sometimes you can know everything or think you know everything, but you need somebody to explain it. Or kind of like, you know, how they talk about in the Bible when the eunuch was walking along, he was like, how would I know what this means unless somebody tells me? So I kind of look at it like that. So when you and I spoke, it kind of just, wow, opened my eyes to what is possible. And so I made some tweaks, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But I wanted to say I have the date of when we actually talked, and we talked on February 17th, and then I took a whole, like, I think 2 pages of notes, and then right when I was going to put everything into effect, I was like, you know, lots more people need to know this. They need to know, and let me share my journey so that people can see what I did, what I haven't done, you know, what I have yet to do and all that, so that it can inspire them, because sometimes you look at something as very daunting, like I could never do that, or I don't have time, or I don't understand, and I'm here to show you that you can do this. You can understand. And just to get into, before I go forward, Tawana, what did you think about my profile when you first saw it? Just kind of give me a synopsis, and then I'm going to share with everyone what we talked about and then the changes that I made.
Well, one of the first things that stood out to me when I saw it recently was that I didn't see you. I didn't get your essence It was almost as though I picked up a brochure and read some paragraphs on a brochure that someone else wrote on your behalf. And so I was missing the energy that you bring to your conversations and your interactions and your engagement. And when I had that thought, I immediately went to, well, gosh, I get to experience that when I interact with her elsewhere. Well, it's not fair that the people on LinkedIn don't get that same touch from you. And I immediately thought about the people that you serve and how they wouldn't even know that you're a solution to their problem on LinkedIn. So if they didn't catch you somewhere else, they're not privy to that information. And for your energy and your presence, LinkedIn is not only a perfect place for you to be, but it's definitely that place for you to establish and secure your space as an authority.
Right. And when I heard that, I was so sad. I was like, really? I mean, I thought that listing all the software that I worked on and whatever else I had in my summary that really wasn't talking about me was the way to go. You know, people who were looking for someone who had worked on Entreport and ActiveCampaign and all these other hundreds of things would just immediately say, that's the person I want. But it didn't turn out that way. So one of the things that Tawana told me to do was that I had available to me 2,000 characters in that summary section, and I needed to use every one of those 2,000 characters to tell my story. Now, me being the person who's written a book and has worked with authors and worked with people who work with authors and help people write their story, I knew how to write my story, but I didn't realize how important it was to share that on LinkedIn. So what did I do? I created my 2,000 character. I think it may be 1995 character summary. So, Tawana, have you read my summary that I posted recently up on my LinkedIn status?
Not only did I read it, when I read it, I couldn't help but smile as I was reading it. And I couldn't help but hear you in my head saying that. Like, it was as though were right there. And so this is exactly what I mean when I explain to people that we deserve to see your presence here just like we would in person or on any other platform that you play on. And and so the result here is way more engaging now. And to your point just a little while ago, to list all of our skills and accomplishments on LinkedIn is, I want to say, the approach that LinkedIn became popular off of. So it's been around for a long time now, and it's had that reputation that it's an online resume. And so it's not uncommon to see people's profiles that simply list a bunch of skills and a bunch of accomplishments. And I encourage people all the time to understand nobody cares. Nobody cares about all those accomplishments. You know, I'm working with a number one salesperson right now. He's been the number one salesperson in his organization for more than 15 years. And his profile simply listed all of the awards that he's won. And I begged him. I said, look, you look at your profile from the vantage point of a hiring manager. Would you hire you if that's the only content that you present to the world on LinkedIn, where you have half a billion other competitors? Come on, man. I mean, really, nobody cares. What everyone cares about, especially in this society, which is very self-absorbed, they only care about what you can do for them. And if you know that, if you know that people have in the back of their mind at all times, okay, so what? What can you do for me? Present your content to answer those questions. And that's exactly what you've done with yours now. So as a potential client or a potential investor or a potential partner, someone has their questions answered when they read through your summary now. And it's more engaging in order to give them an invitation to actually reach out to you, whereas before that engagement factor just wasn't there.
I was just listing stuff like I was told to do and other people had done. And I was thinking that would bring people in, but you're right. The story, you know, telling your story, sharing your story, what's your brand story, what's your, you know, your history, all in summarizing in 2,000 characters. It really, really worked. And I can say honestly that my profile visits are up. Every time I go on there and look, I've had a number and close to 100, I think, people every day visit my profile to look me up and people that I don't even know. And the number one thing that has happened is I used to go on there and there would be a lot of like men, and nothing against men, love men, I'm married to one, but a lot of men who were looking me up and stuff. But now it's more, since I work mainly with women entrepreneurs, it's more women entrepreneurs who were looking at me up. And I was like, wow, because I couldn't figure out before why weren't these women entrepreneurs attracted to what I was saying, but figured it out. You helped me with that, so I figured it out, and I boom, I'm seeing more of my target audience there. So that is awesome. So the
yeah,
other
one
thing
of
that
the things
you,
that you did that though is that in your content that you created, you've used the keywords that allows LinkedIn to position you better now, whereas If your content before didn't allow LinkedIn's box to put you in the right places, then you wouldn't be seen by your ideal demographic. So just in tweaking your content to give LinkedIn better sourcing, you'll find that your SEO results here are way better.
That's true. And also the stat that they give you, the sales, something. I can't even think what it is right now. It was something you told me about. Like I'm in the, go ahead. What is it? What is it called?
It's called your SSI, your social selling index. And people can pull up their SSI if they simply go to linkedin.com/sales/SSI. And that page is, it's a metric page, so you can measure the results of your performance on LinkedIn to determine what your engagement looks like, how people see you on the platform, and whether or not your overall presence has an impact.
Right. And so I checked that after I changed it. I didn't even know about it before. So I checked it after I changed it and everything. I'm in the top 1%. And then the top 10%. It gives you two scores, and I can't remember exactly what they are right now, and I don't want to search for it because that'll take me forever, and then I'll get lost in the internet trap. But just to know that I'm in the top 1% and the top 10%, I thought that was excellent. I'm like, woohoo, I'm doing things. So
that's
the other thing that you
excellent.
Yeah, thank you. The other thing that you told me to do, which was a mind blower. Because I had been kind of doing this strategy a little bit backwards. I would write on my blog, post an article on my blog, and then I would share that information on LinkedIn's blogging platform. And it was okay, but I wasn't really getting the traction that I wanted. So you suggested that I first create a blog on LinkedIn, you know, same in-depth blog, picture, you know, everything that I would put into it on my blog, then take that information, create a blog on my site, and make the stuff that I have on LinkedIn kind of like an extra. So the thing was, I'm getting traffic now to my LinkedIn blog, which I'm getting engagement, people are making comments, they're sharing, all kind of great stuff. I look and, you know, I'm getting more people who are connecting with me and more of the right people connecting. The articles are getting out there. People are looking in my feed and seeing that I'm actually contributing, because I do have a LinkedIn company page for our company, CSI Corporation. So I put the article there, so I'm getting more eyeballs on it. So in doing that, I'm creating more of the information on my blog and linking it back to the LinkedIn. And that was like a game changer. So I haven't stopped blogging on my blog, which is, you know, the number one way. Your website is your hub. I say that to everyone. But now I'm getting I'm getting likes and views and shares on LinkedIn's blogging platform that are leading to my site too and helping me get more interaction there. So that was awesome. I love that.
Yeah, LinkedIn's the largest platform for publishing in the world. And so automatically, by having a .com URL for your content that goes back to LinkedIn, you're automatically riding on their large footprint. And so from a visibility standpoint, it makes sense at some point in someone's branding strategy to take advantage of that real estate, if nothing else, for additional eyeballs on your own content. So nicely done.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. That was a hard thing in my brain to kind of work out, but I did it and it worked. So I've seen it work. And I wanted to let everyone know that just in this short time that I've made these changes, I have been invited to appear on an actual terrestrial radio station. You know, we do this internet podcasting and internet radio station. So I'm going to be on a terrestrial, which means an actual, you know, find it on the dial radio station interview in about a week and a half. So that came about as of my new, you know, the new things that I did. And I have another session scheduled with someone who hopefully is going to result in me being on their podcast too. So my visibility is up. I am connecting more with my core audience, the people who I want to connect with, and I'm engaging with them all on LinkedIn, all in just making these little tweaks. And Tawana, you did say to tell everyone that I have not finished yet. I'm done. So there were a couple other things that Tawana wanted me to do, and I'm going to tell you guys this now so that you know that I'm not done. I've gotten all this, and I haven't even completed what I needed to do. The other thing that she wanted me to do was kind of tweak my jobs that I've had, my JOBs that I've had in my life, and make them more about the things that I want to attract, and that's speaking engagements and that I am an author. So I wanted to say more about that. In the same way that I'm talking about my brand story and my story and who I am, I'm going to change, you know, my chronological thing about my job and how long I've been working. Because if you look at my LinkedIn now, I've been in this job like for 23 years. I mean, it's my own company, it's my job, but it really doesn't say, you know, how I help people and what I do. It just says these tasks that I did. So now I'm changing that. So that's what I have yet to do, is to change that more into telling the story about why I work, quote unquote, Creative Services International, what I do for them, how I help my clients, and, you know, how I help my clients with speaking and how I help my clients with being an author and why I wrote that book. So I'm excited about that next phase. That's going to be coming up soon.
I'm thrilled for you, because that content there is an additional 2,000 characters for each one of those roles. And for you being in your business for so long, you've got that wisdom that new entrepreneurs like myself are thirsty for. And in that real estate, not only can we glean from you where you make an impact and what your business does to solve problems, but we also see a leader in that content. And that's a piece of real estate that so many people overlook. So in judging by your summary content, I am thrilled. I can't wait to see the additional content for your experience sections, because it'll just be a continuation of that with even more value and, of course, even more results.
Exactly, exactly. I can't wait, because right now it just says, you know, what I did, the tasks I performed, and da-da-da. I'm really going to make this a story just like I did with the other thing. And it's so good that you have 2,000 characters is a lot. I mean, that's a lot, and it's not enough in some ways, but it's enough to get your story, you know, to get your story across, put some examples, because I have some examples of some things I've done in there. Tawana, I just want to let you know that you've been awesome. I mean, it was, you know, great. I'm so happy that we connected, that I found out what I need to do, and then I can really take advantage of this LinkedIn platform like never before in a great way. Now, I want you to tell people, how can they get in touch with you? How can they get the same awesomeness that I've gotten from you?
Well, that's pretty simple for people to get in touch with me and actually to spend some time and looking at their profile the same way that you and I had an opportunity. So to do that, go to thelinkedinprofessor.com. Again, that's thelinkedinprofessor.com /virtual coffee. And I love to have virtual coffee with folks because I work with people all over the globe, and having virtual coffee allows us to have an in-depth conversation about someone's LinkedIn life, even though we are not physically face-to-face. And if someone schedules virtual coffee with me and they simply write Carol in the comments, I'm actually going to double that time. So typically virtual coffee sessions are 15 minutes. If I see Carol in the comments, I will automatically make that same session 30 minutes so that we can get even deeper, so that your listeners can walk away with a true strategy and plan that they can work on as well.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much for that. That is totally awesome. So I want y'all to take advantage of that, because don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers, because if you want more clients, want to make more money, expand your brand, your visibility, all of that stuff, LinkedIn is a place that you need to be doing it on. If you're in business, you need to be on LinkedIn. So let me just say that. So contact Twana at thelinkedinprofessor.com /virtual coffee. Put my name, Carol, C-A-R-O-L, in there, and you'll get 30 minutes of awesomeness, I'm telling you. You'll be so happy that you did that. It will blow your mind. You will have to do some work. But, hey, everything comes to the people who work for it. You know, stuff doesn't just fall in your lap out of the sky. You got to work for it. And when you do, you get good stuff. You get good stuff, right? We don't want to crap stuff. We want good stuff. We want great clients. We want to be, do you want to be connected to your core audience? I do. And I am. I actually have two sessions today where I'm connecting with my core audience members, and we're going to work on some awesomeness. One thing I do want to let you guys know, that just like I blog, I want you to be able to blog too, and I want you to be able to get more clients from your blogging. So there, we have a challenge starting up, Nadine Mullings and I. She is the best marketing strategist. I hope I'm saying that right, of the best marketing system. So we have a challenge that's coming up starting April 2nd, which is Monday, and you can join it absolutely free. All you have to do is go to csicorporation.com/blog challenge. It's absolutely free, and you'll also get 26 brand new blog content ideas absolutely free for joining that challenge. So you got two things to do. Number one, you need to go to thelinkedinprofessor.com and /virtual coffee, sign up for your coffee, put Carol in there, and then next, you need to go to csicorporation.com/blog challenge, sign up for that blog challenge. We're spilling all the beans, all the secrets. Twana, thank you so much for joining me today, and it's been awesome, and I want you to just, honey, watch me roar and see that profile growing, because it's all because of you.
Oh, I appreciate you, and you're doing a fantastic job. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Ms. Bernadette L. Harris is responsible for you and I connecting, and
yes,
she is one of my clients that is killing it on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wants an example of a profile and a presence on LinkedIn, with a business that's really doing some things, I highly suggest that folks take a look at Ms. Bernadette L. Harris. And thank you so much, Ms. Carol, for extending your platform and allowing me to come on and talk about a topic that I absolutely love speaking about. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on board. And yes, go and check out Bernadette L. Harris. She's totally awesome. She's one of my clients too, and I'm one of her clients, so we're all like in there together. And it's just like I say, hashtag sistership. We can't do this by ourselves. We need help. So go out there and get you some help. And everyone, have a great and awesome weekend. Happy Easter, and I will see you again next week. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.